Or something? I don't know if it needs to be pushed.
We left off discussing various possibilities in terms of the definition of Nisuin. In Lamdus, we pointed out that Nisuin is when the woman is Neshasish now Bebeis Habal. In practice, when exactly does this occur? So we began with the Rambam Sheet in Ochasishus and Perigyun Halachalaf Halachabez, where the Rambam writes the definition of Nisuin is Yichud Harayi Labiya. Therefore, the Rambam writes the following Chiddush in Halachabez, that if one has a chupas nida, where it is not yichad harayi labia, so the Rambam writes, the gomru hanisuin, the nisuin is as of yet incomplete, vaharei ke'arusa adayin, and therefore the status comparable to that of in arusa. So therefore, midaraisa, yichad harayi labia, and that cannot be if you're dealing with a chupas nida. We had mentioned that if you look in the Ran, on the Falaf Meralaf and Dapi Arif and Meseches Ksuvis, the Ran quotes the chiddush of the Bala Ita, that on a level of Darabanan, there's a further requirement, and that is Sivas Haksuva. This is what the Rambam writes later in that same parak in Halacha Zayin. Bitzarech lichtov ksuda kodem knisa l'chupa. Why is that true? The Magid Mishnah explains, because the need for ksuva is not just simply an independent chiyuv, but rather that is also necessary to create a heter bia. And therefore, the Magid Mishnah writes that since the definition of Nisuin is a chuppah harayi labia, so therefore, lo yechser davar afilu midivrehem, even midrabanan, everything is required as well, and therefore, midaraisa can't be chuppas nida, midrabanan, it is required to have the ksivas haksu. And the Ran himself, Hemad Avdalam, Ad Aleph and Dapirif, writes that according to the Rambam Shita, then you understand very well why it's necessary to have the Birchas Nisuin before the Nisuin itself. We will see a fundamental machlokas Rishonim, whether the Birchas Nisuin are over Lasiyasan or whether they are La'achar Asiyasan. Why is it one should assume it's over Lasiyasan? One possibility is that we should view them as Birchas HaMitzvah, and therefore, just as a Birchas HaMitzvah generally is over Lasiyasan, the same is true regarding Birchas Nisuin. The Ran, however, writes that no, it could very well be that the Sheva Brachos are Birchas HaShevach, but nonetheless, the need for overlas yasan is part of this halacha, that since the kala b'lo bracha is asur l'kabalat nida, therefore, it's necessary to have the bracha as matir, it's necessary to have yichud harei labia, not only midaraisa, but also in terms of ksuva and bracha, and therefore, that is why these brachos are in fact overlas yasan. So these are three halachos that the Rambam requires before yichud will take place. That number one, it has to be yichud, which is rayu labia. There can't be an isser erva, it cannot be an isser nida. In addition, ksuv, in addition, bracha, all part of the definition of nisun as yichud harayu labia. We pointed out that the Ran disagrees and argues as follows, that even if one should assume that the definition of chuppa is in fact yichud, it does not necessarily be yichud harayu labia, but rather yichud deheteru. As long as it's not yichud be'isser, as long as it is al yidei heter, that is considered to be sufficient. So the Ran argues, for example, as follows, that even if it's true that there's an isser bia, kodem ksivas haksuva, there is no yichud. And therefore, that will be called yichud deheteira. And therefore, there is no exact need in order to see to it that the ksivas haksuva will occur before yichud, that is still considered to be an appropriate yichud because it is not yichud harayi labia, but rather a yichud which is done b'derech heter, and there is no iser yichud if everything else is in place. All that is missing simply is the need for ksuva. So two modifications of the possibility of yichud as a definition of nisuin. The Rambam, yichud harayi labia, the Ran's modification that simply yichud deheter. Good? Where do we see that in fact this is true? Is there any indicator that the definition of Nisuin should be Yichud Harayi Labia? So one possible makar is the following, the sugi in the very first daf in Meseches Ksuvos. Here, the Gemara mentions that in earlier times there was a time lapse between Erisin as opposed to Nisuin. They would have Erisin, the woman is Neshasish, Kesar Shtarbiya, but yet Nisuin would only occur at a later time. They would give the chasen up to a year to see to it that Nisuin occurs. What happens if Higia Hazman Velo Nisais? What happens if the chasen is dragging his feet Time has lapsed and Yisuin still did not take place. So the Gemara tells us that at the beginning of Ksuvas, under those conditions, Ocheles Mishalo, Ocheles Betruma. Already at that point in time, the Chachamim will impose a Chiyuv Mizonos. Even though normally speaking, as we discussed in earlier Shiurim, the Shibudei HaBali Isha, generally speaking, will not exist until Nisuin. However, if he is being delinquent and he is not doing the Nisuin at an appropriate time, so therefore already Ocheles Mishalo, we will impose a Chiyuv Mizonos comment upon this vow. Good? So therefore, if there is a year's lapse at that time, the Chachamim say, now you must support your wife. What happens if the following, the Gemara says, the time has come, Higi Hazman Flonises, and they turn to this husband and say, why is it that you're dragging your feet? Why is it that you do not go ahead and perform Nisuin? And Hassan answers with the very legitimate reasons, that right now his wife is Anida, and therefore we do not do Nisuin at this particular point. So the Gemara writes in Ksuvas, and now Beisam and Aleph, that look, if that's the case, that she is a Nida, we're not going to impose a Chiyuv Mizonos right now. We will say, okay, fine, we'll give you an extra week or so, right? And then when she is Mitaheres Hasatzma, then you're expected to do the Nisumin. Why is that true? Why is it that the Baal respond that his wife is a Nida, so therefore the Chachamim do not impose a Chiyuv Mizonos? So if you look in the Ran, that piece, and the Aleph, Mad Aleph, and Daf Reb Teremaschel O, the Ran writes the following, that Ika Diyalef Lamihacha, Dechup Bahainu Yichud, that perhaps this is a makor for the Rambam Shita. You're faulting the husband that he does not perform Nisuin. If Ishto Nida, Nisuin is impossible. And therefore, how can you impose a knas of a Chiyuv Mizonos if Nisuin cannot take place? So therefore, appears Sanida, so therefore, that is not Chuppah Harayi Leviya, and therefore, how can the Chum insist on Nisuin? So that's what the Ran points out as a possible makar for the Rambam Shita. The Ran continues and writes that no, that certainly is not the Rayi Muchachas, because of the following. Who says that the Baal's explanation of why there cannot be Nisuin is because Nisuin is impossible? If you look further in the Gemara, in Ksuvas and Daf Beis and Aleph, the Gemara gives another example. What happens if she is ill? No? He is asked by the Chachamim, why is it that you're not doing Yisuim? And the answer is that she is ill. I'll wait until she recuperates. Under those conditions as well, the Chachamim will not impose a Chiyuv Mizonos. So the Ran writes, there's no raya from that sugya to assume that Yisuin is impossible. Even if it's an Isha Cholin, Yisuin is possible. It just means that under extenuating conditions, where Bia cannot take place, or if a woman is ill, we do not fault the husband for being delinquent in performing Nisuin, and therefore not going to impose a Chiyuv Mizonos. All things being equal, that the husband should do Nisuin, and he doesn't, then Ocheles Mishalo. But just like in the case of Chol, it's not an Iser, the same thing the Ran writes is true when it comes to Nid as well. So a fundamental issue, how you understand that Gemara Daf Beis Amud Aleph, is Pirsa Nida just simply a pragmatic issue? Or does it mean that no, Lahalacha, you cannot have Nisuin, because the definition of Nisuin is Yichud Harayi Leviya. Is there any Gemara, though, that states this explicitly? So that's what I wanted you to see the Mishnah later in Ksuvas and Daf Nun Dal Mabez and the Gemara Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. Here, the Mishnah discusses the concept of Tosefes Ksuva. There is a certain amount that, necessarily, a Baal is obligated to pay as it's Nai Bezdin, but then there is Tosefes Ksuva. This is what we have in our Ksuvas. There's the Iker Ksuva, there's a Tosefes Ksuva, there's an Adunya, all of that that the Baal obligates himself to pay. The Mishnah cites the view of Rabbi ben Azariah that chiv of Tosefes Ksuva is dafka min hanisuin. That certainly is only dependent on nisuin. Shelo kasav la el amanas la konsa. Why is it that the Baal is mechayiv himself for additional shibudim? The answer is amanas la konsa, and therefore that certainly only kicks in mishas nisuin, not from the time of erisin. So the Gemara raises the issue on daf nun vav min alfim suvas the following. That by Rav Ashi, what happens if nichnas lechupa uper sanida? What happens if chupa took place, however uper sanida? Do we assume chupa dechazi lebia or dilma loshna? That's the suffix of Rav Ashi. Is that considered to be chupa or is that not? So l'chora explicit, as the Rambam writes, the Mishnah says you require nisuin, and the Gemara raises the issue, what exactly does that mean? Is it sufficient to have chuppah, or do we need chuppah de chazya de bia? That's the Lashon HaGemara. Isn't that exactly as the Rambam Shita? So if you look in the Rush, in Ksuvus and Perakei, Simon Vav, the Rush cites the Rambam Shita, that perhaps it is based on this Gemara that one should assume the definition of nisuin is yichur haray de bia, but the Rush, again, is marche. Again, that's not what the Gemara is telling us. The Gemara is not telling us the definition of nisuin. Here we are speaking about a hischaivus that the Baal takes upon himself. And therefore, the Rush writes that this is all midin umdana. When the Baal took upon himself, added hischaivus, added shibudin, what was it? Mistavr de'ikar umdana al kiruv dashel chivas bia. That was based on his hischaivus. So when the Baal said that, if Nisuin takes place, and when Nisuin takes place, I obligate myself to A, B, C, and D, what was the Umdana? What was the Das HaBaal? Did it mean Chuppah, or did it mean that which was Chazya Lebiya? So the Rush writes again that the Gemara is not defining Nisuin in terms of all the clear nafkaminas that we have discussed. Here the Gemara is discussing Tosefes Ksuva. Tosefes Ksuva is Yischaivus based on the Das HaBaal, and that was the Safek Ravashi. What was the mindset of the Baal when he agreed to a certain Shibud that is dependent on Nisuin? If you look in the Rif is found in Ksuva Sandav, Chav Bezim with Bezim, Dap Be Harif. The Rif cites this Gemara, the Safek of Ravashi. What happens if Nichnas al-Chupo Persanida Mahu? Do you require Chuppah de Chazya Lebiya, or even Chuppah de Lo Chazya Lebiya? And the Rif writes the following, Maskana Hilkach Ein Kona. Hilkach Ein Kona. So the Ran is Medayik. The Ran der Maskul Persanida. The Rif writes that chup is not kona. So therefore, Kev and Shekosav ken harif stam. The fact that the Rif writes this categorically, mashma shino kona l'shum davar. It sounds like the chupa did not yet take place. The Rif does not seem to present this as a detail within Tosefes Ksuva. The Rif writes that hilkach ken kona. And therefore the Ran writes that Eino Kona L'Shum Davo, Lo L'Yorsha V'Lo L'Tamala, not just simply in terms of Tosefes Ksuva, which is a Yischaivus HaBaal, but even in terms of the differences Darais that we saw, Yorsha L'Tamala, that is not considered to be Chup at all. It's not Kona. And the Ran adds, V'Chein Kosef HaRambam in Perek Yud Hilchos Ishus, that if it's a chupas nida, lo gomro hanisuin v'hare yikarus adayin. And the Ran writes that this certainly cannot be. This entire sugya is lo mi baylan el lele inyan tosefes ksuva. But of course, when it's shem sheshar dvaram, of course that's good. This is not the definition of nisuin. This is a detail in terms of the ischaivus HaBaal when it comes to tosefes ksuva. And the Ran writes the following. V'adavar tema. After all, the cave and the kaimlan the yivamos, the sugi yivamos and daf nun zayin and beis, the yesh chupa lipsulos. The Gemara says that there is chupa for psulos. What does that mean? For example, kigon amana lekoin gadol v'chavroseha. There's certain isurim where there's no possibility of tfisas kedushin. If you're dealing with arayos, for example, there's no tfisas kedushin at all. But there certainly are other illicit relationships where the Torah says no, but nonetheless there is ishus. If a kohen will marry a grusha, a kohen gadol marries an almana, it's an illicit relationship, but there is tefisas kedushin. They're obligated to get divorced, a get is necessary, it's an iser, but certainly there is tefisas kedushin. And the Ran writes, the Gemara goes a step further and says the following, not only is there tefisas kedushin, but yesh chupa lepsulos. Even if she is psulalo, but nonetheless, yesh chupal psulos. There is kedushin, there is nisuin, it's an isser, and there's a chiv lagarsha, but yesh chupal psulos. The Ran writes, how can that be according to this view of the Rambam or according to the Rib? If you're going to argue that the definition of chuppah is yichur haray levia, so in such a case, how can chuppah ever take place? You should never get to that point and ask yourself whether the chuppah is or is not chal. It cannot be chuppah. Chuppah by definition means yichur haray levia. That's the kasha that the Ran raises. The sugya must not be zayin obeys. If you look in the Rambam, Halachos Trumos, Perek Zayin, Halacha Chaf Aleph, take a look at the Radvaz, the Kaimelon Yesh Chuppa L'Psulos. So how can that be? It shouldn't be Chuppa. When it comes to Kedushin, you can raise the issue, when is Makadesh Nisha Viser, is there a Tfisas Kedushin or is there not? Because Kedushin is the Nesinas HaKesev. But if the definition of Nisim is Yichar Arai Labiya, it should be impossible by definition. That's the Ran's kasha. If you look in the Beis Yaakov, the Chibur of the Nesivas, in the very beginning of Maseches Ksubas, the Beis Yaakov raises a similar kasha. We mentioned earlier Shiurim the need for the Kohen Gadol to be married in order to perform Avod on Yom Kippur. The Pasuk says, V'chiper v'adov v'beiso, beiso z'uishto, the Gemar Neum Adaf Yud Gimel m'beis. We pointed out the Rashi earlier in Kedushin Yudim m'beis. If the Torah uses the term beiso, it means nisuin. If the Pasuk just uses the term of hayosihye, no, that's erisin. The Pasuk uses the term of she'ero, beiso, doesn't beiso mean an eshes ishu is v'beis habao? So the Bavli writes explicitly, Yumadaf Yud Gimel Mud Beis, Kohen Gadol must be married, Erisin is insufficient, Nisuin is necessary, Beis is Uisho, and Eishas Ishu is Beis Haba. So you know the very first mission in Maseches Yuma. Good. How do you see to it that the Kohen Gadol is married on Yom Kippur? Is it necessary to have an Isha who is in waiting? Because in case the wife of the Kohen Gadol will die, how can we see to it that he will be married on Yom Kippur? So one possibility, you know, in the mission is Maskin Levisha Acheres Tachtov. So therefore, you have to try to resolve this because of this possibility. And the Chachamim say, in the Davar Sof. No? And what if that one dies, and that one dies, and that one dies? So therefore, there's no need to somehow see to it before Yom Kippur that this possibility, right, will be taken care of. So the Gemara raises Neum and Daf Yud Gimel just the following. And what happens Lamaisa? If, in fact, the wife of the Kohen Gadol will die on Yom Kippur itself. So Tosus explains the Tosus in Yom Daf Yud Gimel Beis, the Ramasul Lechado, telling us that the Kohen Gadol then will get married on Yom Kippur. Now, normally speaking, if all you need is Erisin, so what is Erisin? Right? Nesinas HaKesed, Shav HaKesed. That's an Issed Rabbanon. The Mishnah Beitz and Daf Lamed Vav Mabeis of Ein Mekadshin. Normally speaking, on Shabbos Yontif, Kedusha Isha is forbidden. In Issud Rabbanon, okay, we'll deal with that Issud Rabbanon if necessary. But the Nesivas Kash is the following: if Beis Zuishto means Nisuin, and the definition of Nisuin is Yichor Harayu Labia, that's the Rambam's definition. Is that possible on Yom Kippur? The Rambam is of the opinion that Tashmish Amita, not only Achil and Shtia, but Shari Nuyim, are forbidden midaraisa on Yom Kippur. Tashmish Amita is an Issa daraisa. So again, how can you possibly have Nisuin on Yom Kippur? The definition of Nisuin is Yichud Harei Labia. How can that ever possibly take place? That's the kasha that the Nesivas raises. How do you resolve? There are more difficulties as well. But these two cases, the Yom Kippur case, or is the Ran writes fundamentally? It's a Gemara Mefureshes. Yesh Chuppa L'Psuvas. If you look in the Chedushe HaGranat, right, Rav Naftali, the very beginning of Psuvas, here Rav Naftali writes the following, that there are two different aspects, or two different elements to Nisuin. One aspect of Nisuin are all the nafkaminis we discussed earlier in terms of Liyarsha, Litamala, Lahafra Nidareha, Maisi Adeha. And then there's another element of Nisuin, and that is Dekona Oso Lidvarim Shebeino Beina. Chayishus, a heter bia. There's certain aspects of ishus. Liyarshu the talaf nedareha. There's certain elements of ishus of the chai ishus. Dvarm shebeino beina. Here Rav Naphtali suggests the following chiddush, and that is, as far as category A is concerned, you do not require Yichud Harai Leviya. Yichud Harai Leviya is only in terms of Dvarm Shebeino Ubeina, and that cannot apply if you have Echupas Nida. For example, what the Rambam writes, Kevin Shenichnas Lechupa, Harezem Mutter Lava Leva Chalei Shirtse. Nisuan creates a Heter Bia. That is Yichud Harai Lebia. But she will still have, to an extent, the status of a Nisua, even if it is not Yichud Harai Lebia. You pointed out that the Lashon HaRambam, for example, the Rambam writes, though, Gomru HaNisuin. The Rambam says, if you have a chupas nida, afal pi shenichna klasum l'chupa, though Gomru HaNisuin. The sin is incomplete. Harehi ki'arusa adayin. The Rambam does not state that the Nisuin is nothing and she is an arusa. The Nisuin is incomplete, though Gomru HaNisuin. And Rav Tali points out, you look in the Rambam Perikyur HaLachavav, the Rambam says, if you have a chupas nida, lo tinase nida ashetitar, one should not proceed with nisuin until she's mitaheres es atzma. However, the Rambam writes, vim avar v'nasa uberech, but let's assume they went through with the chuppah, and they recited the birchas nisuin, the Rambam writes, eino chozim uberech, you don't repeat the birchas nisuin. So even the Rambam who writes that one should have a yichud harai labiyah, the Rambam writes that if avar v'nosa ubirech, in a chozim avarech. It is chal, there's some chalos. The bracha is not a bracha l'batala. That's one possible answer to the Rambam Shita. Another possibility you find in Lechem Mishnah. This is found in Hilchos Ishus, in Perek Yud Halacha Beis. The Chemishna raises the kasha, doesn't the Gemara say Yesh Chupa L'Psulos, the kasha of the Ran? V'nearly the Tarets, Dahakol Holech Bosar HaKavana. It depends on the Das HaBaal. If it is, from the perspective of a Baal, Yichud for the purpose of Bia, that is Nisuin. If not, then not. So therefore, the commissioner writes the following. It's an Isser. It's a Kohen marrying a Grusha. But this Kohen is violating the Isser. He's marrying the Grusha. And certainly he's doing so Adaita Debiya. That is called Nisuin. It's Usser, but that is Nisuin. However, in the case that the Rambam mentions of a chupas nida, so in such a case, if you were to ask the Baal, what would he respond? That I do not intend for bia to take place ad shetitar, until she's metaharis es atzma. So that's the chiddush that the Mishnah writes. Hakol holech basar hakavana. It all depends on the das habal. If the das habal is yichud harai labia, even though it's be'isser, but the intent of the Baal is this should be a yichud, which will result in bia, that is nisuin. If it's an isser lav, it's an isser, but it's tofes. If the Baal will say the following, certainly not. There's an isser bia right now. So therefore, that will not be yichud harai labia. The possibility of that, the Lechem Mishnah. Perhaps one can understand the Rambam Shita, right, in a very different way. Understanding the Isser Nida according to the Rambam, and then the Shitase, why the Rambam writes that this is not considered to be a Yichud Haray Labiyah. The Torah provides us with a category that Al Pidin is called Arayas, Gili Arayas. If something is an Isser Erva, there are many ramifications. Number one, there's no Tfisas Kedushin. Number two, the Vlad is a Mamzer. We assume the Halach, in order to be an Isser Erva, you must have at least a Chiv Kares or a Chiv Misa. Let's say someone violates an Isser Lav. The Vlad is not a Mamzer. There are many different illicit relationships the Torah has. Some are an essay, some are a lav, some are los essay, ve essay. Some there's a chiyu kares or a chiyu misa. In order to be called gili arayos, that's how we assume the halacha. To result in mamzerus, you require an iser kares and iser misa. This is not so simple. This is a mishnah yivamos and daf memtes amud aleph. There are five shitas in Tanaim regarding this issue, but we paskin like the view of Shimon HaTimni, that kares or misa is necessary in order to result in mamzerus. We know when it comes to kares or misa, there's no tefisas kedushin. If someone marries a sister, there's no tefisas kedushin. If a kohen marries a grusha, there is tefisas kedushin. We assume the halacha that again, in order to be monea tefisas kedushin, e tefisas kedushin, is a function of an iser erva. That means kares or misa. What about when it comes to Nida? Nida, it's mentioned in the Parsha Arayos. Nida does have an Isser Kares. Does that mean there's no Tfisas Kedushin? If one marries a Nida, there's no Tfisas Kedushin? You mean to say that the Vlad would be a Mamzer? So certainly not. That's what the Gemara spells out in Daf Pentesim and Aleph Yivamos. That Amar Abaye, Hakol Modim Beba Al Hanida, Ein Havlad Mamzer. Hakol Modim. Even though we mentioned there are five shitas in Tanaim, and some Tanaim will argue that you don't even need a Chiyuv Kares. An illicit relationship can result in Mamzeres. Rabbi Kiva Shit, even a Chavilavim. Need is much worse, it's a Chiyuv Kares. But no one holds that the Vlad is a Mamzer. Why is that true? Because Mamzerus, we assume, goes hand in hand with Tfisas Kedushin. And the Torah uses a very unusual term. If one is Ba'al Hanida, the Pasuk says, Usehi Nidasa Allah. Usehi Nidasa Allah. The Nidus is placed upon him. What exactly does that mean? Poshut Shan, the Pasuk, means the following, that a woman who is a Nida is an Av Hatuma. She has a Tuma for a 7-day period. Usini dasa love means if one is Boel Nida, so in such a case, he has the status of an Avatum. It's as though that the Nida applies to him. But the drush of the Gemara, the fantastic drush, Yivamos Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, as we've discussed, Tihi, Havaya, Hayosihie, is always a lashon of Kedushin, Vaholcha, Vahaisa. So the Gemara says, Usihi means that afilu b'shas nidasa tafsi ba kedushin. Wow, unbelievable drasha. Everyone agrees there is tfisas kedushin when it comes to a nida. So nida is somewhat unusual. On the one hand, is it mentioned in Parshas Arayos? Yes. On the other hand, the vlad is not a mamzer. There is tfisas kedushin, but there isn't iser kares. So there's something exceptional about nida. Normally, when we speak about all Isurei Arayos or Isurei Bia, all these halachos go hand in hand. Arayos, Kares, Tfisas Kedushin, Mamzer. Nida split. So I'll ask you a very simple question. Which is the rule? Which is the exception? That's a fundamental machlokas for Shema. Is the proper formulation the following? That Nida is an Isur Erva. Nida is Bichlal HaArayos. V'Haraya, there is an Isur Kares. And I would have said that thereby there's no Tfisas Kedushin and therefore the Vlad is a Mamzer. So the Gzeras HaKosov is, despite the fact that Nida is considered to be an Isser Erva, Nida is Gili Arayos, there still is Tefisas Kedushin. And if there is Tefisas Kedushin, Ein Havlat Mamzer. Or maybe one could argue the following. That's not true. If there is Tefisas Kedushin, then that cannot be Nisar Erva. Arayos, by definition, means E Tefisas Kedushin. Vlad Mamzer. The Isser of a Grusha the Kohen is not an Isser Erva, it's Isser Ebiya. There is Tefisas Kedushin. That's the Gzeres HaKosov. Usni Daslav, not as an exception, but that's the rule. Nida is not considered to be an Isser Erva. Ayer Chayiv Kares? You're Chayiv Kares for many things. You're Chayiv Kares for eating Chaylev. You're Chayiv Kares for Mechal Shabbos. There's a Chiyuv Kares, but technically speaking, it is not Bichlal Ha'arayos. This is a fundamental machlokas between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam, whether Nida is considered to be Bichlal Ha'arayos or whether it is not. The Tosus Nivamos Nabezam Aleph, the Mask of Ochos Isha, raises the following issue. Let's assume two brothers marry two sisters. That's the first mission Yivamos discusses. There's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza, nothing is required. Why is that true? Because the mitzvah of Yibum can only be doch in Isra of Eishasach. Good? The mitzvah of Yibum cannot be doch in Isra of Achos Isha. A sister-in-law can be one of two relationships, Eishasach or Achos Isha. But there's a world of difference between them, no? In English, we don't discriminate. In Lashon HaKodesh, of course. Eishasach, Yibum is Matir, Achos Isha, it's an Isra Erva. So if two brothers married two sisters, there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza, no, it's in such a case, that's it. There's no possibility whatsoever. So Tosus is bothered by the thought. Is that so simple? I know that Yibum cannot be Doch Hedisra of Achos Isha. It's only Doch Hedisra Eishasach. Even that's a very great Kiddush. But Tosus is bothered by this. And Tosus just cites the Gemara's later in Yavamos that discuss this problem. Eishasach is a permanent ism. Okay, but Yibum is Doch Eishasach. What about Achos Isha? The fact that a person cannot marry their wife's sister, is that a permanent iser? No. What does the pasuk say? Bichayeha. The iser to marry a sister of one's wife is only while one's wife is alive. If a person's wife dies, there's no iser. So Tosus raised the following issue. Two brothers marry two sisters. Why is it so simple that there's no Yibum? Yibum is Doch Eishasach. The Achdisr of Achos Isha remains, but that's not always a permanent Isser. I admit, it doesn't sound so kind, but maybe one could argue, now we'll have to wait, and when the Yavam's wife will die, then we'll allow Yibum to take place. Or let's say whatever, right? After this man died, so a couple days later, the wife of the Yavam died. We're going to say there's no Yibum. Why is there no Yibum? There's no Isser Eishasach, and there's no Isser of Achos Isha. What's stopping Yibum from taking place? So Tosus says, you see from this concept the following. And that is that Kol Yavama Sheni Karabo, Yavama Yavaleha Bishas Nefila. At the time of the Zika, at the time of the death of the brother, Yibum must be possible. If Yibum is forbidden at that moment, that's it. There's no chiyuv of Yibum. The next day, the wife of the Yavam died, and now the Isra of Achos Isha is paka. It doesn't matter. At the time of the Zika, there was an Isra of Achos Isha. That's it. Everything is determined at that moment. Could you have Yibum? Could you not have Yibum? If the two brothers are married two sisters, and before the death of the brother, they divorced, okay, so this Rav Achos Isha is gone. Right before, if one will die, fine, no problem, they'll die before. But if at the time of the Zika, that can't be a case of divorce, but a case of death, But if it happens after the Zika, nothing to discuss. Okay? So Tosus raises the following issue. Tosus says, what happens if at the death of this individual, his wife, now the Yavama, was an Edom? Well, obviously, Yibum cannot occur. So what do? So you wait until she's Metaharis Asatzma. Do you argue that since at the time of the Zika, you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Yibum? So therefore, there is no mitzvah of Yibum? Of course not. So what is the difference between Achos Isha as opposed to Nida? One could take this question a step further, almost ad absurdum, that know that one of the Chiyuv Yaveilus is Tashmish Amita. Yibum cannot take place mamish at the time of the Ptiras Habal. So by definition, that means there's never Yibum? Of course not. But what's the answer? What's the difference in Achos Isha as opposed to Nida? That's Tosus' question. So Tosus gives two answers that are very fundamental. One answer Tosus gives is the following. If you look in that Gemara, what's wrong with the two brothers, two sisters cases? The Gemara quotes a pasuk, Drecha Drechi Noam, the ways the Torah pleasant. The woman is a Nida. So, in a matter of days, she'll no longer be a Nida. So to say, wait a few days to do Yibum, there's nothing wrong with that. But in the two brothers and two sisters cases, what are you going to say? Wait 50 years, right, until your wife will die, and then do Yibum. And until that time, this woman who just lost her husband can't marry anyone. So the woman now is a cook of the Yavam. There's an Isra of Yavam Lashuk for decades, until her sister will die. That can't be. That's what Tosus answers. What's driving this halacha is Drecha Drechi Noam. It's a breach of Drecha Drechi Noam to say wait decades until your sister will die. There's nothing wrong with waiting the week until Shiva's over, until she's Mitaharis Asatzma. That's one answer that Tosus gives. But then Tosus gives another answer. That's very fundamental. Tosus writes that there's a difference in Achos Isha as opposed to Nida. Nida's forbidden to everyone. Everyone. No one is allowed to Bal HaNida. Achos Isha is a relative. It's an Isra Kurva. This woman is forbidden to you, but allowed to others. There's a fundamental difference between an Isra Nida as opposed to Achos Isha. What exactly does that mean? So if you take a look in the Sefer Yashu of Rabbeinu Tam, right, there are two volumes of Rabbeinu Tam. This is the second Chelek, the Chelek HaTshuvas and Simen Pei. So Rabbeinu Tam formulates that teretz as follows. What is the definition of an Isser Erva? Rabbeinu Tam writes, an Erva is an Isser Kurva. Erva means someone who is forbidden to you, but permitted to someone else. A person's sister, forbidden to the brother, she's permitted to others. In Eishes Ish, she's Muteres al Habal, but forbidden to Kuli Alma. That's an Isser Erva. Arayos means Muter la Asul Achrinim. If you have something that is a categorical Isser, that is not called Arayos. For example, the Sugni Vamosnaf Memhe Mar Aleph, we assume halacha, Akum haba bas Yisrael. Akum haba bas Yisrael. A child is born. Is that child a mamzer? We assume, of course not. Ein havlad mamzer. The girsa we have the Gemara Yevamos Nafim Hey is why? A goy is not the Nisr Erva. A goy is. Asa the chulei amon. No Jew can marry a goy. In Nisr Erva means mutala asa lachrinah. What then is the punchline? Rabbi Natan writes the following Kiddush. Nida is not an Isser Erva. Isser Ibiya. Biyasakum is an Isser Ibiya. There's an Isser Ibiya for Bas Yisro with an Eved, a Ben Yisro with a Shivcha. those are not Isurei Arayans. Neither of Inutam writes is not Bichlal Ha'arayans. And Rabbi Natan brings a fascinating raya, what we discussed earlier. When it comes to arayos, ein davar shepachos mishnayim. No, you require two eidim for areas of arayos. Let's say a woman comes forward and says she is or she is not anida. Isn't she nemenes? Isn't that gemara suvas daf ayin beis amud aleph? She's nemenes. How do you know she's nemenes? The safra la. She counts herself. The Gemara's Darish Latzma. She's Nemenes. Tosas writes, Gittin da Beis Mabeis, Bisafra La, you know what that Pasuk tells us? That's the source of Eidachot Neman, Bisurin. Rabbi Natam writes, you see, we treat Nida as Isurim, as opposed to what? As opposed to Arayos. Nida is not an Isur Erva. Nida is an Isur. Like Chelev, like Shabbos, it's an Isur. It is not called Gili Arayos. Rabbi Yatam understood that that's Sugi Nivamos Naf Memtes, that quotes the Pasuk, Usi Das Allah, to tell us that there is Tvisa solution, the Vlad is not a Mamzer. That wasn't an exception. That's fundamental. That's telling us that Nida is not called Arayos. Nida is not called Gili Arayos. That's Rabbi Yatam Shita. And that's why in Ein Echad is sufficient. You don't require two Eidim. That's Rabbi Natan, the Sefer Yasha. Then Rabbi Natan continues. What is it that breaks up Zika? What breaks up Zika? That's the Chiddush Rabbi Natan, a beautiful Chiddush. In Isser Erva breaks up Zika. The fact that there's an Isra of Avelos and Tashmi Shamita cannot take place, that doesn't break up Zika. The Isra of Avelos are not Gili Arayos. Erva breaks up Zika. Just like there's no Tfisas Kedushin Ba'arayos, there's no Zika Ba'arayos. So if two brothers marry two sisters, there's an Isra Erva, namely Achos Isha. An Isra Erva does not allow for a Zika relationship between the Av and the Avama. And let's say next week there is no Isser Erva because the wife of the Yavam died and there's no longer an Isser Erva. It doesn't matter. There's no Zika, there's no relationship between the Yavam and the Yavama. It doesn't get off the ground if there was an Isser Erva. If, however, the wife of the Nifter was a Nida, Nida is not called Gili Arayos. Nida does not impair Zika. Nida is not an Isser Erva. So therefore, you have a problem of Nida. So next week, do Yibum. You have a problem of Achos Isha. There's no Zika. That's the beautiful Chiddush Rabbi Natan. And this is Rabbi Natan's Shita, that Nida is not called Gili Arayos. Nida is called Isurim. And Isur doesn't impair Zika. Arayos does. There's no Tfisas Kedushin Barayos. So therefore, there's no Nisun Barayos. There's no Zika Barayos. And just as there is Tfisas Kedushin when it comes to Nida, there is Zika when it comes to Nida. No problem. That is the Shita of Rabbi Natan. The Rambam fundamentally disagrees. The Rambam tells us that Nida is Gili Arayos. If you look in the Rambam Hilchos Yisurei Biyah, Perachabala, Falachala, Beis, Gimel Dalet, the Rambam will tell us explicitly, Nida is considered to be an Isra Erva. The Rambam discusses Nida, af al pi shi erva. Even though a Nida is an Isra of Gili Arayos, there are certain differences. Even though the Rambam normally writes there's an Isra Yichud when it comes to Arayos, there's no Isra Yichud based on Nida. The Rambam writes, despite the fact that Nida is called Gili Arayos. In fact, if you take a look at the Rambam a parak later, Isra Rebiya Chav Beis Aleph, you know the Gemara Ksuvas Naf Daladam and Aleph. Sometimes there could be Nisr Yichud with Ishto Nida. When does that apply? If Pirsa Nida, Kodam Bir Rishona. The Rambam writes, in such a case, there's a real Isra Yichud. That's called Yichud Ba'arayos. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam Shita. Nida is Bichlal Ha'arayos. And I would have said that there should be Tfisas Kedusha. I would have said that the Vlad should be a Mamzer. But the Torah gives us a Pasuk, Usahini Dasalav, to tell us, despite the fact that Nida is an Isra Erva, there is Tfisas Kedusha. The Vlad is not a Mamzer. In light of this Rambam, that Nida is called Gili Arayos, unlike Rabbeinu Tam. Now, just go back to this Rambam. The Rambam writes that you cannot have Nisuin B'Nida. There's no Nisuin when it comes to Nida. Why is that true? So Rav Schachter suggested the following Chiddush, and that is, this is because of the Rambam's understanding of this or Nida. Nida is Gili Arayos. The starting point is, if something is Nisr Erva, there's no Kiddusha, there's no Nisuin, the Vlad is a Mamzer, Ihar Gval Yavor. The Pasuk goes out of its way and tells us, according to the Rambam, despite the fact that Nida is Nisr Erva, Usihi, there's Tfisas Kiddusha. But the Rambam sheet is the following. As far as everything else is concerned, Nida's Nisr Erva. The exception, not the rule, the exception is Tfisas Kedusha. In other words, according to the Rambam sheet of the following great Kiddush, you want to formulate it this way. There is Tfisas Kedusha, but there is no Tfisas Nisuin. When it comes to every other halacha, Nida is called Gilei Arayos. Chibur, Nishuv, Yichud, Yarag Vayavor. A pasuk goes out of its way and tells us there's Tfisas Kedusha. The Rambam writes that's true, there's Tfisas Kedusha. But if it's Nisr Erva, there's no Tfisas Nisuin. That's why the Rambam tells us that you cannot have Nisuin. At Be'ishto Nida. But that's only because Nida is part of Gilei Arayos. Let's assume, for example, you would deal with an Isser, which is not Arayos. Then the Rambam would admit that there is Tfisas Nisuin. That's the Kiddush. So therefore, the Nesivus is Kasha. There's an Isser of Tashmish Shamita and Yom Kippur. The reason the Rambam writes you can't have Nisuin Be'ishto Nida is because the Isser Erva prevents Nisuin from being Chal. That cannot be said of Isser of Tashmish Shemitah, Yom Kippurim. Is that an Isser Erva? And therefore, one could have Al Pidin that's called Yichud Harayi Leviya. We don't mean whether it's a Yichud Deheter, Yichud Deisura, whether Biya is permitted or Biya is forbidden. We want to know whether there is an Isser Erva that is Monea that prevents Nisun from Yichal. And if that's true, the same now can be applied to the Ran's Kasha. Of course the Gemara writes Nivamos that Yesh Chupale Psulos. Psulos. What's an example of Psulos? A Kohen in a Grusha, an Almanala Kohen Gadol. Those are Isurim, but they are not Arayos. There is an Isser Lav. A Grush the Kohen, a Lav the Naseh, a Manala Kohen Gadol. An Isser Lav, or an Isser Lav in the Naseh, cannot prevent Nisuin from being Chal. So you're not supposed to marry a Grusha, but if you do so, Yesh Chupa L'Psulos. Just like there's Tfisas Kedushin, there's Tfisas Nisuin. The Chiddush of the Rambam is that there is no Tfisas Nisuin B'Arayos, and that even applies to this case as well. See, there's a world of difference. The Torah sometimes will tell us, do not. No? As when it comes to Isri Bia, Lo Yikach, Lo Sikach. It can mean one of two very different things. Sometimes Lo Yikach, Lo Sikach can mean it's an Isser. Sometimes it can mean what we call Al Pidine Shlila. It means a negation. In English, if I say, you cannot, It can mean two different things, no? Sometimes it can mean it's forbidden. You say to a child, you cannot do something. It doesn't mean they're physically incapable of it. It means, I forbid you from doing that. If you say you cannot run a 3-minute mile, it doesn't mean it's an iser. It means cannot be, will not happen. The same thing is true al pidin. Some cases are obvious, some cases are an incredible machlokas rishonim. Sometimes the Torah says lo, a fundamental machlokas. Is that an iser or is that a shlila? Machlokas and sefer mitzvos. Lo yuchal levaker, ez ben ahuva. You cannot deprive the bechor from pishnayim, from his double share. The Rambam doesn't count that as an iser. What does it mean? Cannot be. No? You write in your will that the bechor shouldn't get pishnayim? It's not chal. It's not going to happen. And the Ramban writes, no, it should be an iser. Lo yuchal levaker. It's an iser daraisa to do so. We mentioned Yavama Lashuk, no? The Yavama tries to marry someone else. What does the pasuk say? Lo sihiye. Eisha samesa chutz le'izar. What does it mean, lo sihiye? She's not allowed to where there's no tefisas kedushin. That's a suffix of Shmuel. If it's an iser, well, Yavam Lashuk is not a rayos, it's an iser lav. That lechora would mean that she's not allowed to marry anyone else before Yibam HaChalitza, but if she does, there's kedushin. Or maybe you could argue, no, lo sihiye, sihiye means havaya, kedushin. There will be no kedushin, it means it's not aser, it means it's not going to happen, cannot be. When it comes to arayos, when the pasuk says lo yikach, the isha lachok zol sikach, you can't marry your sister. What does that mean? There's no tefisas kedushin. When it comes to a kohen not being able to marry a grusha, it means a very different thing. It means there is tefisas kedushin, but it is forbidden. That's the uniqueness of arayos. Lo sikach in arayos means it's not chal. There's no tefisas kedushin. In fact, there's a very unusual Sefer Achinuch, and Chesinuch discusses this. If you look at the Sefer Achinuch in Mitzvah Reish Vav, the Sefer Achinuch writes the following: Ein kedushin tosim ba'arayos hatzrichin get. There's no tefisas kedushin ba'arayos, and therefore there's no need for a get. But the Sefer Achinuch adds a pretty incredible line: Avo mikomakom mischaye va'osa behem ma'isa kedushin. But there is an iser to do a ma'isa kedushin. Sounds incredible, no? A person goes ahead and tries to marry one of the arayos. There's no tefisas kedushin. Lo yikach, lo sikach. Av mikomako mischayev osa maisa kedushin. But there's an iser. What do you see that there's an iser? Sha'amra Torah, lo sikach, mashma lo shum kedushin. That's the Sefer Chinuch, right? It's nice job. Because the pasuk says lo sikach. That means don't marry. In other words, the Sefer HaChinuch writes there are two halachos. One is that there's an iser, one is that it's not chal. That's not Poshim Shah, no? Poshim Shah, the Chori would have said the following: when it's chal, it's an iser. If it's not chal, it's nothing, no? A person goes over to an Eishes Ish and says, Harayat Mekodeshes Li, and gives her Kesef Kedushin, it's not chal, there's no Tvisa Skrishim Eishes Ish. Was that an iser? I would have said, iser. You didn't do anything, no? The Sefer HaChinuch writes there's an iser. There's a dual meaning to lo yikach and lo sikach when it comes to arayos. One is that there's an iser for the attempt of kedushin, and that there is no tfisas kedushin. That's a very, very great chiddush. The Minchas Chinuch comments here in Reish Vav, din ze lo matzasi barambam, that there's an iser to attempt to be mekadesh. If you look in the Kometz HaMincha, on the very back of the Minchas Chinuch, Menachem Sinach writes, he thinks he found a possible makor. A possible makor. The Gemara in Kedushin, Samach Zayin Mabeis, there it deals with Achos Isha, our case. Right? The person's not allowed to marry the sister of your wife. The Gemara in Kedushin of Samach Zayin Mabeis quotes two psukim, to tell us that this is us. One is from Vayikra Yirches, V'isha El Achosa Lo Sikach. Vayikra Yirches. And the other is from Dvarmchav Gimel Parshas Kiseitse. V'holcha v'haysa lish acher, v'acher v'lo l'krovim. So the Gemara asked the following kasha. Why do you need two psukim? You need two psukim to tell us that a person cannot marry their sister-in-law. One in Parshas Veikrit Ches and Parshas Achrimos, another in Parshas Kiseitse. You need two psukim that you can't marry your sister-in-law. What do you need two psukim for? The Gemara says, Ha lechatchila ha b'diyevet. Ha lechatchila ha b'diyevet. Wow, what does that mean, no? In other words, if I only had one pasuk, I would have thought that pshat in the pasuk is you're not allowed to marry. But there is tfisas kedushin. I would have thought lechatchila. What does that mean? You can't do so, but if you do it, it's chal. Kamash from the second pasuk of Nal, lo sikach means it's nothing. There's no tfisas kedushin. So poshu pshat in that gemara is this is a hava min in maskana. If I only had one pasuk, I would have thought lo sikach means it's aser like going to a grusha. Kamash from the second pasuk is that no, it's an inability. There is no tfisas kedushin ba'arayos. You know what the Minchas Sinach writes? The Sefer Achinach apparently understood this in a very different way. That no, it's not hava mina kamash malon. Both are true. There is an iser lechatchila, there is an iser b'di'evet. In other words, there is an iser and there's no chalos. If you had one pasuk, you would have said there's only an iser. Kamash malon in addition to the iser. There is no chalos. And take a look at the Rambam, Minchas Sinach, Paragdal Aloch Yidmetz. The fascinating Kiddush, we always assume that that's not the case. We always assume that when it comes to arayos, if there's no chalos, so it's a meaningless act, giving kesef kedushin to your sister-in-law. Right? The Sefer Chinuch writes, it's considered to be nisa. This is part of the uniqueness, though, of arayos. In arayos, there's no tfisas kedushin, you can discuss what we just did, whether there's an iser. When it comes to non-arayos, isurei bia, Yisr lav v'nasei, and Yisr esei is dor shlishi yavo. No, a mitzri converts. Right? You can't marry the first generation, the second generation. What Yisr is that? That's an esei. There is tvisas kedushin, but sometimes you violate an esei, sometimes you violate a los esei, sometimes a lav and an esei, alman al kohen gadol. In all those cases, there's an Yisr, but there is tvisas kedushin. But there certainly is not the status as we assume, halacha varayos. Maybe that's the Chiddush, the Rambam Shita. There's no tfisas nisuin ba'arayos. All of this is within the first approach. Now, what is nisuin? Yichud harayolubia with the various possibilities, right? What's troubling the Rambam about? Right? The possibility of a chupas nida. Good? That's what the Mechaber quotes. Neven Ezer and Simon Nunhei. Right? This shita, yichud harayolubia. Then if you look in Shulchan Aruch, you have four other possibilities. What is the definition of Nisim? Another possibility is the Ran. That Ran, Ksivas Daf Aleph Min Aleph. The Ran was one who disagreed with the Rambam. That's not what the Gemara means in Ksuvas and Daf Min Vav. That's Halach until Sefes Ksuva. Right, the Gemara in Ksuvas Daf Beis that we don't impose Mizonos. If the wife is a nida, that's not because that's a definition of nisuin. That's because it's not the Baal's fault. The Baal has a good excuse if he says he wants to avoid a chupas nida. That's a legitimate claim. But it has nothing to do with the definition of nisuin. So what is nisuin? So the Lashon Haran is the following. Shehevi habal mi beis avia lebeiso l'shem nisuin. A knisa l'rishus. When the woman leaves the Beis Ha'av and enters the Beis Ha'baal, Hevia lebeiso l'shem nisuin, that is nisuin. And v'yafino memnichsev im beis isha nadara, the very first year. That's what the Torah describes in Nisua, beis isha nadara. Kol zman shi bebeis isha, then harehi b'shusa, that's considered to be, right, the definition of nisuin. This is what the Rama writes, right, in Simen Nunhev Eben Ezer, and the Gon and the Bir HaGras, Sif Kontes, cites the Ran, the very beginning, Ksuvas. Then the Ran quotes the third possibility. A minhag that sometimes you see, Sheporsin Sudar Al Rosham B'Shas HaBracha. At the time of the Brachos, a cloth or a talis is placed over the head of the Chasan, and the Kala, that is considered to be Nisimim. This is what the Beis Yosef quotes in Simen Nun Hei, in the name of Aruch HaShem. in the name of the Bala Yitur. At the time of the Birchas Nisuin, this is a day that the Miri quotes, Ksuvas Adav Zayinu Mulbeis. Prisas Hasuda Rosh HaChosin and Kala at the time of the Birchas Nisuin. Ramadan quotes the fourth possibility, and that is the Badekin. The Badekin is considered to be the Nisuin. This is the Mordechai. The Mordechai, the beginning of Ksuvas, it's an Os Kuf Lamed Beis. The Badekin is Nisuin. In fact, the Mordechai writes a pretty incredible Kiddush. If the Badekin is the Nisuin, so you have Nisuin before Erisin. And the Mordechai writes, that's okay. This is what the Mishnah Mouth discusses in Perek Yud Halacha Beis of Chazishus. Is it possible to have Nisuin before Erisin? The Mordechai writes, absolutely. You can have a Knis L'Rishu, so to speak, a Badekin, even before Erisin takes place. And the Mordechai writes this very great Kiddush then. Isn't that what we say in the Bracha? Nekadesh Amo Yisrael Al Yedei. Right? Chuppah, the Kedushin. First Chuppah, followed by Kedushin. That's how the Mordechai interprets the Bracha. Take a look, a very great Kiddush. Right? Sometimes you've seen a chasen, it's a Chumrah, Gabi Chumrah, Gabi Chumrah, to have a day Badekin. No? It's a combination of this sheet of the Mordechai, Badekin is the Chuppah, coupled with the sheet of the Ravid against the Rambam that Nisuin requires Eidim. So, if so, a possibility of Edim even for the Badekin as well. What exactly does that mean? That you can have Chuppah before Nisuin? Does it mean anything? She's a Nisua and she's not yet an Arusa. What exactly does that mean? Boshab Shad, one should argue, Lachor as follows, that even if you acknowledge you can have Chuppah before Nisuin, there is no chalos until the erisin takes place. L'chora, what that should mean is the following, that in such a situation, instead of going from a pnuya to an arusa to a nesua, at the time of erisin, she will go immediately from a pnuya to a nesua. But before the erisin takes place, what is she? She's a nesua. How can you argue she's a nesua? There's no kind of issues made whatsoever. L'chora, the Mordechai does not mean to assume that you can have a chalos nisuin. It means you can have an act of a knis l'rishus that will allow the kinyan to be a kinyan gomor, a kinyan muchlat, that the king of erisin will kick immediately into nisuin as well. There's a very difficult task. The Taz is found in Yerodea, in Simen Shin Mem Beis, in Sif Aleph, and the Taz is Sif Katan Aleph. The Gemara Ksuvas in Avdalam and Aleph discusses a tragic occurrence where the Aviv Shal Chasan, the Imo Shal Kala, dies at the time of the wedding. So, the Chasan and Kala now are faced with two contradictory Chiyuvim. Shivis Himei Avelus, Shivis Himei Amishtah. That's the Sugin, Ksuvas, and Abdalim and Aleph. Which takes priority? What comes first? Do we assume first Shivis Himei Amishtah followed by Avelus? Do we assume that's not true? The Gemara Ksuvas assumes that there will be a marked difference. Which came first? Which came first? The Ishus or the Avelus? If the Ishus came first, so in such a case, then you will have Havilei Keregel, and you don't have Avelus Beregel, and therefore the days of Shiva will only commence La'achar Shivas Yimei HaMishneh. So if the Ishus preceded, so that's it. Ishus, afterwards Avelus. So the Taz just makes the following comment. Yeah, but what? When does the Ishus occur? At what point? So here we have a principle, halacha kedivrei hameikel ba'avel. When it comes to avelus, we'll follow the meikel shita. So the Taz writes the following. Well, look, the Mordechai already writes that nisun is the badeking. So the Taz writes, as long as the badeking occurred, already it's as though that the ishus precedes the avelus, and therefore first shivisimei hamishta followed by shivisimei avelus. That's very difficult. Take a look at the Chalkas Machokek. There are 11 A's in the Simkut and Tess. Even if you assume, as the Mordechai writes, the possibility of having Nisuin before Eris, is there any Chalos? Oshav Shat, no Chalos at all. It means just simply that that will allow her to transition from a Pnuya to an Asua instantaneously. But how can you argue it's as though that the Ishus was Chal? It's as though the Ishus commenced. Achora, that case, even according to Mordechai, should be where the Chiyuv HaAvelus precede any Chiyuv of Shiva Simei HaMishteh. Then the Ramah quotes the last Shita, the fifth Shita. That is what the Ramah quotes, the Minhag HaPashut. And that is the chosen and kala go to the makom hachuppah, right, standing under the chuppah, yurios prusa, and that is considered to be the chuppah, standing under the chuppah, that is chuppah. In fact, interestingly, Shita say, is that the Rambam assumed, as he mentioned, the Birchas Nisuin should be over La'asi Yasan. The Baliatosis assumed that the Birchas Nisuin should be La'achar Asi Yasan. The Baliatosis assumed, as the Ramah writes, that standing under the chup is Nisuin. The Rambam writes Nisuin is Yichud Harayu Labiya. So, reciting Shema Brachos at the very end of the chuppah is Birchas HaShevach La'achar Asi Yasan according to Tosis. According to the Rambam, it's over La'asi Yasan. Right, of the Yichud. So both Shitas can be accommodated in that fashion. Why is it that the Rambam insists that Birchas Nisuin should be Oblas Yasan? Two possibilities. One possibility is what the Beis Yosef writes in Simon Samach Beis, that the Rambam Shita is that there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Ishus. We'll have to discuss this in the coming Shiurim. There's a mitzvah of Ishus. And therefore, Birchas Eris and Birchas Nisuin are Birchas HaMitzvah. And that's over La'asi Yasan. That was against the Rambam we mentioned earlier, Pesach Medav Dalet, that writes that the reason the Rambam insists that Sheva Brachos is over La'asi Yasan is even if they're Birchas HaShevach, but Yichud HaRoi Labiya. But perhaps Birchas HaMitzvah, therefore, simply it's considered to be over La'asi Yasan. These are the various definitions, the cases of Nisuin. We left off, and this we'll have to discuss in the next year as follows, different types of shlichus, right? This gets more directly related to our daf and daf mem aleph, shlichus lahalacha, shlichus lakabbalah, the chiddush of, right, the Tosas Harash, to psukim. We would have known that the Baal can appoint a shliach, but a great chiddush that the Issa could be also a shliach. After all, das ha'isha is not necessary when it comes to cases of gerushin. In other words, that there's a marked difference between a shliach ha'baal la'olacha as opposed to a shliach ha'isha le'kabbalah. Are there any other differences between shliach la'olacha and shliach le'kabbalah? We saw the Rambam. We didn't fully explain the Rambam yet. But the Rambam is Eidus Lekima Davar, only for Shlichus LeKabbalah, not for Shlichus LeHalacha. Any other differences? So take a look for the next year the following. On the next Amud, Mem Aleph Lebeis, the Gemara about two-thirds down. Ein ha'eved nasa shliach LeKabbal get miyad ba'alam. Can an Eved Kanani serve as a Shliach? The case the Gemara mentions is, of course, Shlichus. Shlichus LeKabbalah. Here the Gemara tells us the following, something which is called Eino B'Torahs. Eino B'Torahs Gittin V'Kedushin. So an Eved Kanani, look, when it comes, let's say, Mekach HaMemkar, an Eved Kanani can be a Shliach. A Goy cannot be a Shliach. Eved Kanani can be a Shliach. Here the Gemara says a Chiddush. An Eved Kanani cannot be a Shliach for Kabbalah Saget. What about Halacha? So take a look at the run, right, in Gittin Daf Yudbei Samad Aleph and Dapi Harif. The Ran discusses a machlokas in Rashi and the Rimigash. Is this true of Shlichus of Gerishin generally, what our Gemara says? Or is this only true when it comes to Ishliach LeKabbalah? Take a look at the Chidushi HaRashba and Gitna and Avchav Gimel Mar Aleph, Divir Maschil Ha. Then a further Chidush. Concept of Shliach Osa Shliach. Can one Shliach appoint another Shliach? So take a look at the Gemara in Gitna Daf Samach Vav Mudbeis, the very beginning of the Gemara, and then take a look in the Rambam, Perek Zayin Halacha Chaf Beis Hapachos Gerishin, the Magid Mishnah, who quotes the Rambam. Okay? These will be differences between Shliach LaHalacha as opposed to cases of a Shliach LaKabbalah. We'll have to try to see why there should be a difference, and then we'll see that maybe these are two completely different types of Shlichus entirely, and perhaps then we can go back to understand, right, the Rambam about Eidus LaKiyamim.